What's up, guys? So I made a video recently testing if ChatGPT can read our x-rays, and it didn't quite pass. It could identify some structures, but the reading was just way off. But it did write a really nice report. But now they have a new version, ChatGPT 5, and we're gonna test it out. Let's see if it could read x-rays. So I'm gonna show you guys exactly what I'm doing. All right, so I'm gonna attach this picture of this x-ray, and I'm gonna write, can you read this image like a radiologist would, and write out a report. Send. Let's see what happens. Okay, so here's the image, right? Here's a good look. Then, here's the report it just wrote out for me. So it says here, there is a near complete opacification of the left hemithorax with associated volume loss. It's got the wrong side. Mediastinum in the trachea is shifted towards the left, suggesting left lung collapse. Again, so it's got everything right except the correct side. The left hemidiaphragm is elevated and partially obscured. The right lung is well aerated without focal consolidation, pleural effusion, or pneumothorax. So guys, aside from the marker, I know that's very important. That was really accurate. Now, I'm not a radiologist. I can't say whether it got all the small details, but I see a collapsed lung in that image. It's obviously saying that one of the lungs are collapsed, atelectasis, and the other lungs is fully aerated. So now ChatGPT 5 is able to identify structures in an x-ray better than the general public, which is really interesting. It makes me wonder what ChatGPT 6 is going to be like. So guys, as these simple apps for the general public keep evolving, I'm going to keep an eye on it and see how it affects radiology. I could already see the difference between ChatGPT 4 and ChatGPT 5. So I'm looking forward to see how this progresses. Like I said, I'm just testing AI for the general public. Stay tuned for ChatGPT 6 when it comes out.